Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show, season 3, mix number
11.
What's up? Rika, hello. Keep my mother's name out your mouth, bro.
That's crazy. That's something that, oh my God.
Welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. This is the show where we talk about everything and anything under sun, but we have a little bit of a format. Why don't you explain to them what we do here?
We start with our lives, telling you all about our lives, what happened throughout the week, and that's called Where You Been.
Where You Been.
Which I also asked to our Leche fans over on our Facebook page.
Yeah, so we're going to read your Facebook group messages or comments and talk a little bit more about what you've been doing. And then we're going to delve into the TTs, the trending topics. Today, we have two. Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters recently passed. And, you know, Foo Fighters are one of the biggest rock groups of all time. And a lot of people were very, you know, sad because it's an untimely passing. He was only 50 years old, if I'm not mistaken, at the time of his passing. So we'll talk about Taylor Hawkins. And then we're also going to talk about the Oscars, not only about the winners, because, you know, we always talk about I feel like we talk about the Oscars every year, but we're talking about probably the biggest viral news.
I know
that has taken place this week. And I'm sure you've probably seen the video already.
I was not sure if that was real at first. Man. I was like, is this staged? Is this part of the whole thing?
What a crazy. Yeah. Will Smith, in case you haven't seen it, Will Smith went up on stage and slapped Chris Rock, comedian Chris Rock, for a comment, for a joke, rather, that was made at the expense of his wife, of Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. So we'll talk about that and people's kind of mixed reactions towards it. So that's the TTs. You can jump forward to those as well using the timestamps below or wherever you're listening to. But let's start with Where You Been. Shall I start? I think you started last week.
Yes. Okay. You can. Sure.
All right. So this week I did a lot of voiceover work at home. I've been doing a lot more voiceover work at home, which is a lot of fun. And I've been watching a lot of movies since I've been staying at home most of the time. I watched the biggest movie that I watched this week is Turning Red. Have you seen it?
Is this about the period?
I thought it was going to be about puberty. Yeah, it's about puberty-ish. It's a coming of age movie. It's a Pixar movie.
I know about it because I saw a post on Twitter that they took a screenshot of the movie where there was a kid who has a glucose patch. The one that I have.
Yeah.
There's a kid there who has a patch to check your blood sugar. It was so cool. Anyway.
It's a good movie. It's in theaters right now, but I believe you can watch it on streaming somewhere. Anyway, it's a good movie. It's a coming of age movie about this girl named Mei Lin, who's a Chinese Canadian main character. And it follows her story. So she has like this family history where there's a parang spell or whatever that turns her into a red panda. It's a great movie about her relationship with her mother, but also her close group of friends. And they're a group of four, the main group of friends, and they're all girls, and they all are like diverse. So one is like Korean, one's like a Korean Canadian, one is, I think, Middle Eastern, or I'm not really sure. And then the third one is, I think she's a ginger white girl. But besides, it's a cool dynamic between the circle of friends. The humor is really good, and it's out in theaters right now. I think you would like it, Rika G. I think it would.
I would like it too. I get it.
Yeah, it's a lot of people who relate to it online that I've been seeing. It wasn't super relatable for me. Maybe, I don't know, maybe because I'm a guy, or maybe because my mom or my parents were not really as strict. I think it would be a great movie for people to relate with who've had helicopter parents. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that kind of just nagbabantay lagi sa'yo, always watching over you, making sure you're okay, blah, blah, blah. So Turning Red was one of the good movies that I watched this week. I recommend it. I watched also on Netflix this movie called Richard Jewell. It came out in 2019. I only saw it on the Netflix award-winning movies section or whatever. It's based on a true story, pala. I didn't know this. About this guy named, well, obviously Richard Jewell, who was a security guard who found a bomb at a music festival, at the Olympic festival or whatever it's called. He found a bomb and he was able to save like a lot of people. But then it turns out that the FBI actually pinned the bomb like charges on him, the guy who found it, because he fit like the profile. So I found out it's a real story. And it's a kind of a insight into how media can kind of twist like the facts. So people who are looking for like when something bad really happens, people are looking for someone to blame.
Yeah.
So the movie kind of illustrates that and how humans kind of work and how people are swayed by the media. So it's called Richard Jewell. It stars Sam Rockwell, Kathy Bates, the guy who plays Swordfish or whatever in Cobra Kai, he plays Richard Jewell. So I think it's good. It's a little bit long, but I actually enjoyed it. It's a little bit of a slow burn, but yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you know, that's interesting because I listen to a lot of like true crime podcasts, right? And most of the time, whenever they talk about, let's say, a crime that happened back in the 90s or something, it would always be a topic where it was just a media frenzy. Like, kumbaga parang, let's say, nawawala yung point dun sa crime. It revolves around sensationalism.
Yes.
Of either the victim or...
That's the word.
You know, correct. You know what I mean? Sensationalism. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of the victim or yun nga, yung parang the one who did the crime. Mm-hmm. So the criminal. So alam mo yun, yung parang it was, especially before, because I don't know, I guess it was a thing and we're like not as sensitive as we are now.
Yes.
Not in a bad way. You know, I'm not saying that we're sensitive in a bad way now. It's more like we're more knowledgeable of what to focus on and everything. But yeah, it's mostly like that. Like I remember like there was a crime before. I know this is like off topic, about a mother who suffered. I forgot the term, but it's really more like they suffered a mental.
Like post-mortem?
Post-mortem
depression?
No. Hindi mortem.
Like after giving birth, right?
Yes, after giving birth.
Natal? No. Basta, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Post-birthing.
So, after giving birth, you know, there was a lot of like struggle after giving birth and ended up hurting their own child. And instead of focusing on the actual crime or the mental health illness that they were going through, it was just, you know, parang na-sensationalizing mother and they
the history, on, like, blah, blah,
the
right?
History and the yung mga ganon na parang. Yeah, so it is a thing. And especially before, it was a thing.
Yeah, and there's actually one line in there that speaks exactly what you're saying. So there's one character, she's the journalist. Mm-hmm. She's played by Olivia Wilde. And she has one line in there that says, I hope we can find the person who did this. And I hope to God he's interesting. Like that was her line. Like he was hoping that the killer was interesting. Like it's kind of weird, but... Because it sells, right? That's what sells.
Yeah,
what sells.
Because they want to sell, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I watched that. Richard Jewell, it's on Netflix, so it's easy to access. And then I watched one. I had the special agent, John, this one. It's called Dog, D-O-G, with Channing Tatum. Have you heard about that movie?
Ooh, I think I've heard of it. Or maybe I watched a trailer.
Yeah. It only came out earlier this year. So I actually don't know where it, if it maybe just came out in the States in theaters. I don't know if it's... But there's a good quality version online, so I watched it. It's about he's a Marine or something. He's an Army guy. He's out of the service, and he's trying to get back into like duty, but he needs to his commanding officer to send a letter of like recommendation. But the commanding officer entrusts him with a task to do, before he gives him the letter of recommendation. So he has to take his former. So Channing Tatum had a former combat teammate, and he passed away. And that combat teammate was like the owner of a military dog. So the dog's name is Lulu, and he has to take her cross country to the funeral. So they kind of go on like a little road trip. It's a road trip buddy movie in a sense. And it was, I think it's funny, it's heartfelt. And if you love dogs and just the bonding of how, you know, of humans and dogs, and it also tackles, what do you call that? When you come from war and then you kind of have difficulty associate PTSD.
Okay.
PTSD. So yeah, I watched Dog. Great movie. And what else did I do this week? I ate at a few places. Oh, I ate at No-No's. I have to share this. I shared this already on my Instagram. But if you go to No-No's, you have to get the cream cheese wontons, friends. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. I feel like I haven't eaten at No-No's.
Oh, no, man.
I've eaten at No-No's, but I just crashed to dinner. It was really...
Nakitikim lang.
Nakitikim lang ako. Yung parang pasta or something.
Man, the cream cheese wontons is like, if you're going to go, let your fans, if you're going to go anywhere out to eat and you haven't been to No-No's, or if you haven't tried the cream cheese wontons at No-No's, it is the bomb, bro. It's the vibe. You have to try it out. It is really like next level shit. I swear, it's one of the best things that I've ever had. So please try that out. Anything else that I did this week? Oh, Rika and I did something kind of cool yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Gin. Yeah.
We
gin
had some is the gin. Jam. Gin is the jam. So I went to 1C yesterday, got to see MJ, our former coworker MJ, and got to see Rika as well, who made me. What was the thing, that the drink you made me?
Oh, we call it Natro because it's kind of like nitro coffee, but it's not, because we don't have a nitro machine. That's freaking expensive.
What is a nitro? What exactly does a nitro machine do to your coffee?
I think it injects, like, it aerates the coffee. And not just that, you know, it's a very technical thing. Or besides a technical thing that they make with coffee, mostly cold brew. Mm. And then usually, like, it makes like a sweeter cup of coffee, parang ganon. You could taste the sweetness of the coffee, and it's much stronger and stuff like that. So,
yes, yeah. I went to 1C, got to catch up with MJ, and then later on that evening, Rika and I joined a Zoom call for a gin, the history of gin.
I know. You know what was pretty cool? Like when they showed the wheel, like the tasting notes.
Yeah.
And then they showed a wheel. That's a really good knowledge set to have, because you can definitely like apply that with other drinks, not just with gin. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like with wine or coffee.
I didn't even know that there were so many variations of gin. Like,
yeah,
in the presentation. Which was run, by the way, by Serve Manila. So shout out to Serve Manila I think they host, they're an events company, and they host like different. So they'll send you a box, and then in the box they have different things. So in this case it was gin, but they've done stuff for chocolate. I think they've done it for art as well. Mm-hmm. So we were able to taste gins and from around the globe, but also locally. So they, you know, the gin. We are the number one consuming gin country in the world, pala.
Oh, yes. And I am a contributor to that statistic. I love gin.
Yeah.
Gin. You know what? Whenever I drink gin and I have work the next day, which I don't do that, but for me and my body, it's just, I feel okay the next day. Yeah, as long as I don't mix it with like juice and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really do that.
Juice makes it worse for you?
Yeah, as in with any drink, if it's mixed with juice or like, you know what I mean? It makes my body more tired. I don't know why, but if I just drink straight up alcohol, that's good for me. I don't have a problem the next day, dude.
Okay. Yeah. So we got to try like the very first type of gin. The type of gin it was.
That is so cool.
It was so cool. It's called Genevieve or something like that.
Genevieve.
It was strong, man. The first one that we had. So after, because I only had little, they sent us these little bottles, and I hadn't even finished any of them. But I was on a good one. after like the fourth one.
You were happy drunk.
That I was happy, man. And I slept well that night. But shout out to Serve Manila. And, you know, it was my, because I've tried Arc Gin, which is a local gin. Yes. But it was my first time trying the other local gins here. I forgot the names. It's in the box right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of local gins that I want to kind of explore now because of that. So once again, shout out to Serve Manila. And that was my week. Finn, how about you, friend?
Well, I guess I can start with the gin tasting.
Sure.
It was just really cool. I mean, I didn't get to drink a lot because I was listening and I was packing up in 1C. So, you know, drinking on the job is really not the best idea. But I really did appreciate it. And I'm going to taste everything. I want to. And I want to mix like concoctions because actually before... during the whole lockdown and everything, and I wanted to drink here at home, my choice of alcohol really would be gin. And, you know, obviously drink moderately, please. But I was just so happy that I got included. And shout out to David Ong, who was also in the Zoom call, like the whole thing. He owns, I think, Curator. Yes, Curator. And he was there and he sent me a video zooming in on my photo on Zoom. And he was like, is this you? I'm like, yes, it is. If there's gin, I am there.
He's there.
Yeah, he was there. So he's a, ano din naman kasi siya, like, you know, he's in the business and everything. So shout out to David and shout out to Serve Manila. That was a pretty cool event. And it's cool that you can do it on Zoom too. You know what I mean?
They had a host and everything, like was talking us through it, and a professional bartender who like knew the history.
Yeah, I always say that my favorite gin would be what do you call this? Bombay Sapphire. But it's only because it's, you know, like medyo affordable sa akin. If I could afford a more expensive gin, because I like drinking it, you know, straight up as well.
What's the most expensive alak that you've ever had? Have you ever tried like those really like bougie ones?
I remember when we went to Studio 28.
Studio 28.
Yeah. Yung sa may, Uptown. They have a gin room there too, right? And then I got to try like different gins where they have like rosemary infused with like smoke and stuff. Like they infuse it with wood smoke and whatever.
Wood smoke.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell me like about the wood smoke.
They burn the wood and then they catch the smoke.
They catch the smoke and then they put it back in your mouth.
And then they, not the
I don't know. I'm just riding
and
along.
And then they put it in the glass for how, I don't know how they do it, but mga ganon. So, you know, I really enjoy gin and I don't know, but I'm guessing it's the same with whenever people tell me that they enjoy tequila as sipping tequila, because I enjoy gin like sipping gin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shout out to Serve Manila.
Yeah.
Throughout the week, you know, just went to, well, I just, you know, did my shift at 1C and went on. Wait, did I already tell you about the bike ride? I think I did.
The Women's Month bike ride?
Yes.
Yes, you did last week.
Bike ride. But yeah, that was last week. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so I went to a movie premiere, Sonic 2.
Ooh,
I didn't get to
watch.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch the first movie.
You didn't watch the first one yet?
I didn't watch the first one yet, but you know, I don't know. I feel like you don't have to, but if you can, of course, you
on Netflix,
should.
So you can watch it.
Yeah, on Netflix. So, I watched Sonic 2. We went to the movie premiere, and I saw Marky, and then Bitoy was also there, which is super cool. He is such a nice
Michael
guy.
V. Like
Michael V. He is such a nice guy, such a genuine guy too, and obviously his shoes were beautiful.
Fire
as usual, right? And then the movie was great. Lots of jokes.
How is because I know you didn't watch the are you a fan of the Sonic games? You ever
yes play
them?
I played it on Dreamscape, if I'm not mistaken.
Dreamcast. Have you how was without spoiler, how was Knuckles, because he's my favorite Sonic character, the red
yeah
hedgehog guy,
was he cool? he was pretty, he was cool. And I like the whole like character development.
Yeah. Idris Elba, right? It's Idris Elba voiced him.
So it's out on March 30, which is what, tomorrow?
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Can you believe that it's already the last week of March?
I know, bro.
The last week of March.
Dude. I know, man.
Quarter one. Yeah, so yeah, that was pretty fun. We did get to, I was surprised because when they sent us like the press kit or something, they told us that we can't eat inside the cinemas. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna serve the refreshments after. But people were buying popcorn, and we bought popcorn, and we were eating popcorn in there.
Actually, pwede na sa ano, sa ibang, because when I went to go watch Batman a few weeks ago, like when it just turned level one. You were allowed to sit next to each other and they were allowing snacks. So maybe I think it's
maybe that you know it wasn't updated.
It's half the viewing, it's half the movie experience for me, man. I need a Coke Zero and sometimes I get popcorn. It depends.
And then I just realized that I like the flavor sour cream on popcorn.
You've never had it before? Sour cream?
Yeah, I've always gotten cheese or barbecue or just butter with lots of salt.
How about chips? Like how you feel chips. About sour cream chips?
Of course, yes. I love sour cream chips.
How about the divisive what is it? Sea salt and vinegar. Is some people hate that shit.
I love
sea salt and vinegar.
My lips white. No I love problem, that shit. Dude.
Sea salt and vinegar, bro. I love sea salt and vinegar in general.
Yeah, anyway, then after that, we ate at a Japanese restaurant. Do you know Haru here in Capitolio? It's a Japanese restaurant. If you go inside, there's like a bunch of like vintage stuff, like cameras and radios and like vintage like toy cars and stuff like that.
I haven't been.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, super set up and it's like authentic Japanese. I had a lot of sashimi because I feel like when you're in a Japanese restaurant, you should get sashimi.
Yeah,
like sure. I would only get sashimi if I could. If you know,
that's all I do at buffets. That's my modus. I feel like.
Yeah. And then R had another basketball game. So I watched the basketball game, which was pretty fun. And then I got to, because I didn't get to exercise that day, which was Sunday, yesterday. After the game, nag-dribble-dribble lang ako. And, you know, shooting a ball, it takes a lot out of you. Okay.
It needs a lot of strength. Yeah.
Leg strength, you need to like contract your core and shit. You know what I mean?
I can't hit 3-pointers. Like, I mean, I can, like, but I'm so bad at shooting 3-pointers because I can't shoot the ball far enough. Falls short.
I mean, because when I watch basketball games, I'm like, okay, fine. Like, they shoot the ball. I'm sure if I do it kind of like them, I would shoot. It's not that easy. It takes a lot out of you. Like, I was winded. Like, parang ako, bakit yung ginagawa niya? Tapos tatakbo pa kayo, re-rebound pa kayo, may assist pa. Alam mo, fast break. Parang ako, pagod na pagod siguro kayo. And then, but yeah, after that, we just had dinner. And today, actually, I didn't go out of my condo. I did not breathe the outside air today. It's just sometimes I just, you know, I feel going out. We were supposed, I mean, like, I invited a couple of friends to go to Art Fair. There was because Art Fair Manila, it's not just in one place. They have like different galleries all over Metro Manila and outside Metro Manila.
Oh, I didn't know that. Which is the one the one in Makati then? Because I have tickets for this.
Excuse me.
Wait, the one that I'm going to, is that different? Or is like the main one?
No, it's still Art Fair. I think it's still part of Art Fair Manila. It's just that they also have other galleries.
Parang satellite stations.
Oh, para siyang ganun.
Yes.
They even have one in Baguio, in Cebu, Iloilo, everywhere.
Oh.
So yeah, it's super cool. And then they also have like gallery viewings on Zoom if you can't go outside, right? Super cool. I was supposed to go to one. The opening was today, 7 p.m., but you know, they canceled and I don't want to go alone.
Mm.
So it's okay. I mean, you know, it's a month long thing. I think it goes on until April 1.
Yeah, I'm going on Thursday, I think. Yeah. So
yeah, I just, oh, I finally cleaned my shoes. Do you clean
never,
your shoes?
Never, never.
Right? Never, I mean, like, never, never, I know never, you're never, supposed never, never, to. Because, never. Well, especially the sneakers that I have, I really want to take care of them because they're pretty nice and they go with a lot of my outfits.
Okay.
So, you know.
I've never done it, like, in my whole life. Like,
I know. And oh, wait, no,
I
lie.
I bought, like, a shoe cleaning kit before. Mm-hmm. And I think I did it maybe once, mm-hmm. but I was like, this is pointless, man. It's going to get dirty.
Yeah. I mean, that's also my thing. I'm like, you know, it's going to get dirty after a while also. But, you know, sometimes it's just I get bothered and I just wanted to, like, get it out of the way. So I cleaned my shoes today. And yeah, that's it. Finn. Yeah,
Finn. All right. Do you want to do the where you've been of the Leche fans first before you move on to the TTs?
Yes, of course.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about. So this is on the Halala Show Leche Fam Facebook group. Let's read. So a couple of you also suggested the TTs. Of course, most of you want us to talk about the Oscars and, of course, Will Smith. But let's see what people did. So Francis Galapon says, where you been? Francis just finished playing Dark Souls 3 last weekend and is now getting ready to play the game Elden Ring. Have you heard of any of those games, Rika G?
No, but what is that? You know, I was trying to figure out this photo. What is it? Is it a forest? It's a door going into a forest?
I don't know. Narnia.
I don't know, dude.
But just for those who are not super into video games or not into these kinds of video games, Dark Souls, the Dark Souls video game series is renowned or infamous rather for being one of the most difficult games to like complete. Like it's so hard. Like you die really quick. And basta, it's like a really challenging game. And so Elden Ring is in the similar vein though. And it's one of the more popular games being played right now. It's a what kind of game is that? It's a RPG, I think, a third person mm-hmm. RPG in the same vein as Dark Souls 3. It's not really my kind of game. But I feel like I might have to try it sometime this year. Elden Ring. What else do we have here? Do you have the list up?
Oh, it's so funny because Francis also included in the photo, going back to my bedroom from playing Elden Ring after noticing a text from my girlfriend asking me if I wanted to watch a show with her sent 6 hours ago.
Dude, you really get lost in video games sometimes.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I mean, I would understand and I would find another like thing, like kunwari ako yung girlfriend, I would find another thing to do, but don't ask me to do stuff with you after that and like drop my own shit, okay?
I've been playing Warzone again because they updated the Rebirth map. I don't know if anyone plays, but I played the last two or three nights until like 6 a.m.
You know, for some reason, and I've told you this before, I like watching walkthroughs, right?
Gameplay.
But I also gameplay. I like whenever I'm back at home at my parents' house, because that's where my brother lives as well. He has a gaming PC and he likes games. And sometimes I would just hang out and do work in his room because I like the sound of the keyboard. It makes it's calming for me. So I like the sound of that. So if like, let's say I live with someone who likes to play games, no problem. I like that sound.
You should get into are you on that TikTok? Like the
ASMR,
not ASMR, but like there's it's on my TikTok, the yung keyboards that people customize and shit.
Ooh, yeah. My sister is into that.
Yeah. Like they customize it based on sometimes on the sound of the keys. It's really neat.
My sister actually customized her keyboard with twice characters. What's the name? K-pop group Twice.
Twice. I love Twice.
I like Twice too. Momo. Yeah. Momo supremacy for the win.
yung Japanese girl. She's hot.
Si Momo nga.
May isa pa. I know her name.
Oh, okay. Yung 3Gs. Okay, anyway.
I forgot her name. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, from literatistang runner, pabalik na ng Manila after a week ng bakasyon sa probinsya. More than 2 years din na di naka-uwi kahit Mindoro lang yung probinsya. But yeah, I know a lot of people are going back to their provinces. We're going back to the Philippines after, you know, not getting a visit for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy for people because I can feel the excitement of people, you know, getting to travel again, even though there are some hindrances when you are traveling. Obviously, it's a little harder nowadays. And aside from that, you know, the anxiety of being with a lot of people in one vacuum sealed airplane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Road trips, though, I feel like are becoming more of a big thing now.
And I cannot wait. You know what? I can't wait because in just like 14 days, I will be on a road trip with friends. And I cannot wait because I feel like ang tagal ko na rin hindi nag-vacation. Last time was probably last January. Not this year, but 2021. I remember that was the last time I felt water on my feet and stuff like that.
So anyway, between your toes.
Sand between my toes.
We have one here from Paul. From Paul. Paul says that they've been busy lately for a campaign in Naga City in Bicol.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just share that the best man for the job is a woman. Also, I would like to share I'm working on a new song. Oh, so Paul's
a musician.
So check out his page, Paul Bordado. You can check it out, Leche fans, on the Hala Hala Show Leche Fam page. See, who else do we have here?
Paulie says, been to Bora this weekend. Legit yung paghihirap mo na dadaanin bago mapuntahan yung maganda. See, that's what I'm telling you.
Right.
Dito ko din na-realize na napakabilis ng araw. Parang kumurap lang ako, nasa Manila ka na ulit. John Atienza says, I remember Rika's story about her camping chair na binili niya sa Decathlon. Tama siya, di ka talaga lalabas doon nung walang budol. Oh my gosh, that's such a nice photo though.
Ang ganda ng location na to.
Yeah, and I can see like the, I don't know, like where you cook stuff and the chairs and the baby. So
the
cute.
Baby. Jeffrey took a road bike trip last Saturday from Carmona to Amadeo via Conchu Road and then breakfast at Cafe Belardo. Santo. While having breakfast, I read the Al volcano has erupted. I hurried.
I saw. I saw the news that it erupted, or like there's smoke coming out of the volcano again.
It's a deja vu, huh? It's right around time in 2020,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Right on schedule.
I've heard of Conchu before because I remember talking to biker friends who's like encouraging me to go on a bike ride, like a long ride to Tagaytay, and they said, you know, you should take Conchu. It's much more, you know, calm there and peaceful and not a lot of cars and stuff. So yeah, I've heard of Conchu.
Dami din maghahike from Leigh Aquino, who hiked in Nueve Silla yesterday for the first time in a decade and had so much fun with newfound friends and looking forward to more Akyat again. Dude, I really want to get into more hiking this year. Like, that's my plan.
I feel like you would enjoy that.
I love hiking.
But then again, sometimes parang may energy ka kasi umakyat. Pero syempre, kailangan mo ulit ang energy pabalik.
Pababa.
Okay. And sometimes it's not just pababa all the way. Sometimes you still have to climb something, right?
Actually, it's scarier for me going down than it going up because I'm afraid I'm going to fall and die. I climbed Mount Fuji, not all the way to the top, but I remember climbing Mount Fuji one time.
And, dude.
And then going back down was kind of treacherous, if you ask me. Who else
baka
do we have?
Baka ma-fall. Dapat kasama mo si Crush. Tapos takot ako, baka ma-fall ako.
From Marla naman. Marla went to LU the week before and spent the last week getting my whole being back.
I get that.
You know what?
I read somewhere that the weekend should be
three days.
Are we on the same echo chamber? You know, great minds think alike.
I saw that. And yeah, the first day is for unpacking,
like for chores.
Chores and shit. The second is to enjoy your weekend, like with your friends. And the third is to kind of recuperate for the next workday. I feel you. And then she watched Bridgerton season 2. I don't really like Bridgerton, but I'm sure a lot of people are on that right now.
I know a lot of people like Bridgerton because of the soundtrack, right? Like parang hip hop kind of.
I don't know. Actually, I only watched the first episode then I fast forward to see some sex scenes in the other episodes.
Only the truth here on the podcast.
No, because I wasn't really super feeling the show. But I was like, I want to see the sex scenes.
True.
So I
actually
forward.
That's me during Spartacus because don't tell me you did not go back. I watched the sex.
I actually enjoyed the story of Spartacus.
I did too.
But I watched all the sex scenes.
Yeah.
Farika, great show, by the way.
Great show,
great
dude.
Great show.
A lot of nice pets.
Dude, there's a lot of penis in that show.
There's a lot of penis.
A lot. from Alan, who says he's been seeing a lot of VA jobs on FYP, virtual assistant jobs. Have you seen, mm-hmm. are you on virtual assistant TikTok?
No, but my sister is, her job is really, her main job is being a virtual assistant. So, you know, I'm pretty updated with the virtual assistant world. And I know it's a good job too, you know, you don't even have
pays
to be
well.
Here.
Pays yeah. well. From Aaron, who says, on my way to Quezon and Bicol for 1 week business trip na may halong pleasure, wishing for a productive and safe week. See, people are going places. I like that. Yeah. I like seeing that. What else do we see here, Rika G? Do you have any more on this comment section?
Oh, wait lang. Oh, here. Chris says, after 3 years single, may nagpapatibok na. Wow. Max. Midterm week na naman. Ang dali ng panahon. And then Archie says, thoughts? Ah, hindi. Wait lang. Oh, Roselle says, went to LB over the weekend and wow, I just had the best bukopay of my life and I super duper agree with you. Love you, Letty. Sabi niya. Letty's for me. I mean, I'm not hating on the original bukopay, but you know, a lot of people who grew up in Los Baños or who are living in Los Baños, there really are team Letty's. And it's slept on, dude.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of people, know about Letty's. Yes. And it's a small stall, but they do have a bunch of stalls around Los Baños. And I think...
I've seen the box. I think I've had this. Someone must have brought this to me before.
So Letty's for me, definitely... but I actually saw that Masarap Ba went to LB and went food tripping, the Instagram profile Masarap Ba. And I'm just so happy that, you know, the person who handles the account is highlighting Los Baños because that's what I grew up on. Like in college, that's what I ate, dude. Like Misha's and
Malapit sa Pansol yung branch. I see it here on the Google Maps.
Yeah. Oh, they have a bunch. They have a bunch.
They have a bunch.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So I think you guys should try it. There's, you know, the chocolate cake. Ano ang pangalan ng chocolate cake? Anyway, but yeah, it's in Los Baños. And then, sige, last one
from
Marielle, catching up on K-dramas and series that have term break and accompanying my nephew on his occupational therapy sessions. Titang ina things.
Yeah, I see a couple of you here who are on midterm break. So I guess we have students listening to us. What's up, young ones? Welcome to the podcast.
Educational podcast. No, just kidding.
Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's do some TTs. Let's start with these the sad news from Taylor Hawkins passing. So Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has passed away at the age of 50. The drummer of American rock band Foo Fighters, is according to Rappler. Taylor Hawkins died on Saturday, March 26. And of course, the band and as well as their fans have made their sentiments known online. I just see from people's stories. I know a couple of people that actually got to interview the Foo Fighters. And supposedly Taylor Hawkins was so nice. Like such a good, infectious, energetic kind of guy. And it's kind of sad to hear he passed that.
And at such a young age too, you know what 50, I mean? Like man. 50.
Yeah, it's only like 10 years away from me, or no, 20, yeah. No, almost, it feels like 10 years, but, and no cause of death has been revealed as of yet, but it's just, it's sad, man. It's sad. You're not a big Foo Fighters fan.
Yeah. I'm not a big, Foo Fighters fan, but I mean, like I told you, I know that they're a big part of musical history and obviously this is such a big loss, right?
Yeah. I had a Foo Fighters phase in college, I think. I got into Foo Fighters before, and I'm a huge fan of Learn to Fly. I like their big hits, like Learn to Fly, Best of You, Everlong. I can name a bunch more, but dude, I feel like it's like what happened? How do you move forward from like losing an icon like that?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, especially because, you know, he's part of a band and obviously a big part of of the band. And
ang bait daw nila, just in general, like Dave Grohl and like the rest of the band are like super chill daw. Like they seem like really nice guys. So
you know what? I actually was listening to this one podcast where they talk about going on tour and they say that you are kidding yourselves or don't ever believe when an artist or somebody who's going on tour, like a comedian or something, says that they love going on tour because it's the most stressful thing in the world. And I mean, I get it. And they even said that they get it. That's why people turn to alcohol and drugs and partying and stuff like that because it's not that easy. And for them, obviously, you know, they've had plenty of tours, right?
Yes.
And obviously, I mean, we enjoy it, right? As, you know, the consumer of their music, but wala lang, just peeking into the curtain of, you know, being a tour the artist in general. Being the person on stage, that must be pretty stressful.
They were actually in the middle of a tour in South America.
Oh my gosh.
And when he passed away. And as of now, the update from the band is that they're going to cancel their performance at their most like the upcoming performances. They canceled it until further notice, which is understandable as well. So yeah, any more thoughts on Taylor Hawkins? Anything you want to share about, you know, just in general about
Wapow, dude?
Wapow? Let's Wapow.
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about the Oscars. Shall we? Do you want to start with the Will Smith thing or do you want to go through the winners first?
The winners, I guess.
Let's go through the winners first. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the winners. We're not going to go, there's so many awards, but let's kind of go through the big winners of the evening. Movie or Best Picture went to Coda.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you watched it right after I talked about it here. And a lot of Leche fans, I think, also watched it as well. So Coda took home Best Picture, beating out a bunch. There's a bunch of movies that it beat out, like really good ones too. Like, Tick, Tick, Boom, King Richard, Nightmare Alley, Power of the Dog, which was, I think, Power of the Dog with Benedict Cumberbatch or whatever. Cumberbenders was favored to win Best Picture. So Coda was a winner. I think a lot of people were kind of surprised by the choice, but if you watch the movie, I think it deserved. It also beat out West Side Story. So congratulations to Coda. And speaking of, if you watch Coda, then you would know the Best Supporting Actor was taken home by the guy who played the deaf dad, Troy Kotsur, who won Best Supporting Actor.
Here's the thing.
Go.
Remember I told you about Coda?
Yes.
That I watched Coda. I watched another Coda. It's not the 2020.
Which Coda did you watch, friend?
There's a 2019 film called Coda.
No
and
way.
It's starring Patrick Stewart.
Oh, there is another 2019.
And Katie Holmes. It is you know what? I also recommend that movie.
Okay.
It's a heartfelt movie. It's you know, it's very calming. It's about this pianist who fell in love with this young woman and stuff. It's a different, it's a totally different Coda.
You're not lying. I just Googled it right now. It's a real movie. What are the odds?
I was all this time.
Wait,
all
halfway
this time,
through, dude. Halfway through, you didn't think where's the deaf family?
Yeah, but you know, I continued watching it because it's such a nice movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
great movie. Okay,
hindi tayo aligned doon.
Best Supporting Actress. Why is this list? This list is like not ordered properly. But anyway, Best Supporting Actress. Went to Ariana DeBose, who was in West Side Story. And if you've seen West Side Story, I think she is well-deserved. She plays I forgot the character's name, but she plays the girlfriend of the Latino, like, gang leader.
Mm-hmm.
She was great. She's great in that movie. Best Actress? Where's Best? Dude, why is this list not Best Actress? Went to Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which I have no idea what that movie is about. The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Have you heard about it?
No.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye. And then Best Director went to Jane Campion, who directed The Power of the Dog.
Wait, did you say Tina Faye?
No. The eyes of Tammy Faye. The eyes of Tammy Faye.
Do you know Tina Faye?
I love Tina Faye.
Tina Faye.
Let me just Google the eyes of Tammy Faye. The eyes of Tammy Faye.
You know, Tina Faye and Amy Poehler.
The film tells the story. Where is it? The film tells the story of Tammy Faye Baker, played by Jessica Chastain, from her humble beginnings growing up in Minnesota through the rise and fall of her televangelism career. Oh, it's about a televangelist and marriage to Jim Baker, played by Andrew Garfield's in this movie. Oh, maybe I should watch this. What is a televangelist? Isn't that like a cult? I don't want to offend anyone. Isn't that like a... Isn't that a
probably
thing?
Like, you know, who spreads the word, but online?
Maybe.
I don't.
Makes sense. I like your analysis of the word.
Or like, you know, like they call you instead of like knocking on your door. Have you heard the good word?
Yeah, they send you a tweet, right?
They send you a tweet or like they call you up or something.
Yeah, okay. Probably. Fair enough.
Oh, by the way, BTS was in the Oscars, but virtually, of course.
Okay. Nice.
I think they reacted on the movie Coco, I believe.
Okay. Hello. Best animated feature went to Encanto. So we don't talk about Bruno. Best supporting.
Oh, no, sorry. Not Coco, but the other
Encanto.
One.
Encanto. Best original song went to Billie Eilish for No Time to Die off of the James Bond
soundtrack.
Yeah. Good movie, by the way. Mm-hmm. And is there anything besides best actor, which I was going to use to segue to Will Smith? Any thoughts on the winners? I'm sure there's more winners. You can just Google it online. Cruella, by the way, won best costume design. I feel like Cruella came out like 2 years ago.
Wait, so see, Billie Eilish has a Grammy and an Oscar, right?
Grammy, Oscar.
May Emmy na ba siya? Kasi, I mean,
EGOT, right?
EGOT, dude.
But she still needs a Tony.
20.
She needs a Tony.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's not impossible because she's in, you know, the music industry. Damn. At 20, what, 23? 24?
How old is
she? Yes. Two of the four awards.
Billie Eilish is 20. She's only 20?
20?
No way,
two
bro.
Two of the four EGOTs? Come she's 20? On.
Yeah, come I swear, on. I thought she was like 24. She's only 20? No shot, she's 20. Bro.
Wow, no that's amazing. Okay.
What? Dude, I swear, I thought she was like 24. I thought she came out with like Ocean Eyes at 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see who has EGOTs.
John Legend, I think, has one. EGOT winners. Let's see. Let's take a look.
Audrey Hepburn. Whoopi Goldberg
has it. Actually, I don't think John Legend has it. Whoopi Goldberg.
Barbara Streisand.
Who else do we have here? Mel Brooks. Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Oh, Alan Menken. I know Alan Menken.
Not Meryl Streep.
I don't think so. Parang konti lang sila. Barbara Streisand.
16, I think.
I see.
John Legend. That's true.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
For Jesus Christ Superstar. Grammy for a lot of things. Oscar for Glory and Selma. And Tony for August Wilson's Jitney.
Oh, there we go. Galing, ah. Galing. Robert Lopez. Just, I don't know a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Richard Rodgers. I'm sure some of these are like winners of like the, you know, like best sound and whatever.
Yeah. Maybe. And most of these are like, you know, if you're the producer, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, who could win like, because Whoopi Goldberg, she's a great actress. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's got Emmy, Oscar, and even Tony, I guess, counted. But who can sing and do all of the acting too? Like Andrew Garfield, maybe, right? Andrew Garfield.
Probably, yeah.
Actually, there's a lot. Anyway. Any more thoughts on the winners before we talk about best actor winner Will Smith?
Congratulations.
All right, let's talk about the big. Okay, so first of all, Will Smith took home the best actor award for his portrayal of King Richard in King Richard. And but the big news that really kind of encapsulated the internet was the incident that happened on stage. So Chris Rock was kind of doing a little bit of a spiel before he was going to present the documentary best documentary award. And he was making jokes And then he made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. So first of all, Jada Pinkett Smith, she's an actress. She's the wife of Will Smith. And she is suffering from alopecia, which causes her to lose. She has difficulty growing hair. It's one of the effects of alopecia. And Chris Rock made a joke saying that, you know, he's looking forward to seeing G.I. Jane 2 with Jada Pinkett Smith. And if you've seen G.I. Jane, it stars Demi Moore, who had to shave her head for the role because she was going through the military boot camp, whatever. And that joke did not sit well.
Yeah, and you could visibly see that Jada Pinkett Smith did not enjoy that joke and even rolled her eyes. But what kind of confuses me is that I also saw Will Smith
laughing at the joke.
So, but then again, you know, the Oscars, you know, they would cut to, you know, like different angles at different times. And you don't know if it's like a feed or a live feed or like a recorded thing. So I don't know.
Agreed.
But sabaye, now you could see them in one frame, Will Smith laughing, and you could see Jada Pinkett Smith rolling her eyes at the joke. So
it's also possible because the joke before that was a joke that involved Will Smith and Javier Bardem. And that joke, was kind of funny. And so maybe Will Smith was just continuing his laugh from that first joke. Maybe. But the aftermath of that joke was that Will Smith went on stage, man, and smacked Chris Rock in the face and then walked off the stage. Mm-hmm. And then Chris Rock said, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. And then followed by that, he was going to continue his spiel, because he was hosting. And then Will Smith, the camera cut to Will Smith. And in the uncensored version, he said, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." He said it twice, really loud.
I think they had to cut the audio, but you could hear.
They cut it in the US feed, but in the international feeds, which have been making the rounds online, you can hear it like uncensored. And it was crazy, bro.
It's crazy. It's crazy because
crazy thing that happened.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to the point where I couldn't even. I mean, people were speculating that it was staged, but then again, you know, it was a visibly physical thing that happened on stage, and you know, these are big stars as well. And if you think about it, it is assault. Right?
It is.
Like he could be criminally charged for assault.
I was surprised that he was allowed to stay. And a few minutes, like maybe like 20 minutes later, he won Best Actor and was able to give his speech. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But let's just talk about the incident itself. So the joke was, you know, a lot of people are saying the joke was in poor taste. And honestly, I agree.
True.
Because it has to do with, you know, a disease. Is it a disease? Is that the right term?
It is.
A disease that someone is suffering from. And then, of course, on the other side of things is that even with that poor taste of a joke, it should have been no excuse for anybody to go up and hit someone in the face like that.
And I felt like there were a lot of moments that it was actionable because, you know, like he had to walk it's a stage. It was quite a walk, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Infuriated?
I guess.
I mean, it's still violence if you really think about it, right? And obviously it's on national TV. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were both in the wrong as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
It is for me, man. I really think what Will Smith did was ugly, man. Like I really think it's a bad look. I think I will stand by it. I'll say it was very wrong what he did. And a lot of the people that are defending Will Smith, I've seen a couple of people, even some of my friends online who kind of are on Will Smith's side, that, you know, if someone said that about my wife, you know, I would probably do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Would you though? I don't know. Which, I wouldn't.
Obviously. You know what I mean? I mean, you could say that because you're not in their shoes.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I get it.
But, you know, I'm just thinking it kind of begs the question. If it was, let's say, if it all happened backstage or after the whole, you know, like being in public, is it better? Because people are saying, you know what, they should have done that, you know, after. Like,
I don't think you should have hit him ever, but I think he should have addressed it you know,
like backstage. Personally. Yeah. Oh.
Because I'm sure they know each other. I think they know each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. And I don't know what was going through his head. Probably like just anger, right?
Yeah. Going back to what you said about the angle where Jada was visibly upset and Will Smith mm-hmm. was laughing, it kind of makes you question the timeline as well. Like, did he see her reaction and then he decided to stand mm-hmm. up for her? Because mm-hmm. He was, you know, he was like you said, parang ano, sabay yung reaction nila. You could see he was still kind of smiling. Might have been at the first joke, mm-hmm. but he might have been laughing at the G.I. Jane joke. But also just to kind of, I didn't know that I don't follow Jada Pinkett Smith, right? Mm-hmm. The last time I kind of thought about her was when we talked about her here on the podcast about the entanglement thing. I remember they had the Red Table Talk. That's the last time that I've kind of thought about Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, I don't know if Chris Rock knows that she has alopecia, because it could have been, I'm not defending Chris Rock, I'm just saying it could have been a joke about the haircut.
It could be.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's possible.
There are a lot of questions, you know, after the whole incident.
Because did you know she had alopecia before today?
I actually did not know that she had alopecia.
I didn't even know she had her hair was like that. Like, I was surprised that her hair was like that.
And also, people were also thinking about maybe it was a joke not written by him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I get that completely. I have a little quick backstory. So I used to host... I know a host, like he's a really famous host. I'm not going to name drop, right? But he told me about this one event that he hosted for a TV company. Mm-hmm. And the jokes were written for him. And had to read the jokes. And he said he felt super uncomfortable reading it because it was like super offensive jokes. And like he just did it because it was his job.
Yeah.
And here's a parallel then. After the show, the people that he offended with those jokes came up to him and told him that they didn't like what he did.
Yeah.
Right. And he apologized and everything. So I feel like that is the course of action that should have been taken. But also just upon the point you made, you're right. Maybe it was written by the writers of the show and not really Chris Rock himself.
Yeah.
So.
Ultimately, obviously, we do not condone any form of violence.
No, not at all.
On stage, on air, everywhere. I mean, I thought that was just completely wrong in all aspects. I mean, come on.
The composure that Chris Rock had after was impressive. Because we host, right?
Yeah.
What would you have done, bro? Like, let's say someone walks up to you and slaps you in the face, man. I don't know if I could continue. I would be shocked.
Honestly, I would have a full-on panic attack.
Yeah.
I could not. I will tell you that.
Jeez.
Okay.
My goodness.
I mean, getting slapped in public will shake you to the core, dude. Yeah. It will shake your everything, your ego. And to continue on with the show and minutes after, you will see the person who assaulted you win an award and cry on stage and talk about love and being grateful. What was the term that he said?
He wanted to be a vessel for love, I thought was so ironic. Like, I mean, exactly. Maybe he already had the speech prepared because I think he was he had a good chance of winning kasi talaga. So maybe he already planned this in his head. But just if you parallel it to the events that just happened, it seemed kind of a strange thing. But he did apologize to the Academy, but he did not name drop Chris Rock in his speech. He did not apologize to Chris Rock. At his speech. So you can go watch, like, we're not going to go through like the transcript of his acceptance speech, but I guess at the end of the day, do you have any thoughts, like final thoughts on like the incident? Like, first of all, Chris Rock's joke, was that a low blow? Cause that's what some people are saying. Like it was some people are saying it was in poor taste, but was it like a low blow? Was it too offensive in your opinion? Not from Will Smith's point of view, but just as a viewer, do you think it was below the belt?
It was definitely uncomfortable. Definitely uncomfortable.
Okay.
And because in my head, you know, watching a comedian, you know, watching a stand-up show or whatever, and knowing that, you know, the person delivering the jokes is a professional comedian, kumbaga para ako, personally, I set up my mind nah, okay, fine. They will probably say something offensive, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that it's correct. I'm not saying that it should be done. But, you know, that's how the game works.
Yeah, because I've been to comedy shows.
Yeah.
And they like to, sometimes comedians, they will, because it's part of their improv, is that they'll pick out audience members and
exactly
maybe make fun of them. It's happened to me. Maybe it's in the context of a comedy show, though, because this is the Oscars. Maybe that could have played a factor. But, dude, I don't think I would ever go up on that.
Which kind of like, actually, so I was going on TikTok and people saying that, well, I'm guessing this is like the death of comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, parang it could be the decline because of, you know, how we are now, which I'm not saying that it's a sad thing or a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, change is inevitable. So maybe there's gonna be a change when it comes to, you know, comedians and
because you know, if the people who are siding with Will Smith in this case, in a way, they're kind of saying like it's okay to hit someone, a comedian or just anyone who makes a joke that you find offensive. That's kind of like the justification that is being stated by agreeing with that what Will Smith did was okay.
Yeah. In my head, kasi, I think it's, what do you call this? It's irrelevant to say that something is more bad.
Like one topic versus another.
Versus another. Na parang what they did, like both of them, actually, it's wrong for me. Yeah. Diba?
But TBH, man, because I love stand-up comedy. That was it was a mild joke, in my opinion.
Exactly.
But of course, if
listening
your wife,
to Dave Chappelle,
different. Dave Chappelle, diba? Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, like all the big name comedians that you can think of, they have made jokes towards every demographic. They probably made fun of every disease as well. Disease, demographic, race, gender. Like nothing is really when I say nothing is safe, I'm just saying like, the jokes are, they will target everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This joke wasn't very good, but I don't think he meant malice.
And I don't think he deserved, slap
or to get hit.
Exactly.
So people are speculating that it was fake as well, like you mentioned earlier. Do you think so? No, right? No way you could fake that kind of reaction Rock. No way.
Yeah.
That shit was so too awkward for it to be. Like, how much money would you take? They're so rich already. They wouldn't need to be paid to do. Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I was rewatching that shit the whole morning because it's just it's so shocking. It was such a shocking, because Will Smith is known for being like a very happy, positive energy guy.
Exactly.
But although, you know, there have been a lot of
his head. Yeah.
There have been a lot of controversies involving the couple, see Jada and Will, like throughout the years, though. So maybe. Lately, maybe in the maybe their mental headspace isn't in a good place. Who knows?
Did you see Jaden's tweet?
Did Jaden tweet something about it? I did not.
Yes.
What did he say?
He just tweeted, "That's how we do it."
Damn.
And I don't know what that meant, but it's very cryptic and it will make you think about stuff.
Damn. I mean, it's his parents, so he's probably standing up for them, which I kind of see where, you know, I don't know if I would do the same, but like, mm-hmm. I get where he's coming from with that tweet. So
damn.
But
I mean, like getting hit in front of,
dude, that's so odd. Because getting hit in general, like have you ever, I haven't been slapped in public before, but like even in public and like you're in a bar and people see you, dude, you want to crawl underneath the earth and never like be seen. This is with I don't know if it's millions, but like hundreds of thousands of people watching.
Gosh.
My goodness.
I mean,
my goodness, bro.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I got slapped publicly before, like, you know, at a bar and stuff. But it's just, but this is in front of like international
audience. We're talking about on the number 8 news and politics podcast in the Philippines. Imagine the bigger, the bigger podcast and the bigger YouTubers and the bigger TikTokers talking about it. It's everywhere.
Honestly, I remember getting slapped. And the first thing that came to mind was shame. Like you said, you want to crawl in a hole underneath the core of the earth. Like you don't want anybody to like ask you how you are or whatever. It's just, it will really shake your ego.
You'll start and you'll think about it for a long time.
Yeah. And it will shock you. Uh-huh. And I am so, I like, I don't know, that must be like the peak of professionalism to actually go on with the show.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, obviously, jeez. Oh gosh, it's
wild. No, wild. Dude, anyway, I guess we can discuss this more and the Halala show Leche Fam group. If you want to share your thoughts after listening to this mix, because I'm sure a lot of you maybe even can take both sides. So, we'll, you know, we're not going to judge you, whatever side you take. Yeah. But we've already made our beliefs here on what happened clear. Any more thoughts on this, though, Rika?
That's it, dude.
That's it. Wapow. That's it for the mix today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Anything you want to plug?
Ooh, we are cooking up something.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Because, you know, like we're permitted to gather maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. Obviously still following protocols, health protocols, but we are cooking up something, so just be ready, you guys. Yeah.
So if you want to kind of stay up to date, maybe you might not have time to listen up to date to the mixes, at least follow the podcast social media pages, because we will be updating there. But it involves Rika and me and
physically.
Yes.
Wait, that doesn't sound
there
right.
We go. Let your imaginations run
no!
a mile there, friends. Bridgerton, season 3. Halala show everywhere. Halala show everywhere. Oh, the Halala show everywhere, except for on Instagram, where it's just Halala show. And of course, the Halala show, Leche Fam on Facebook. Anything else, friend?
Visit 1C if you can.
Yeah.
I'm there. Sometimes JC's there.
Yeah, sometimes I'm there. You'll actually, I feel like every time I've been there, I run into someone that I know. So
yeah,
it's a cool little community there. Just go make it like your go-to spot for coffee. That's it. X show song. I love the shoe.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.